Amén y amén. Y una vez más estamos sintiendo algo muy bonito esta noche. We're still feeling something great tonight in the Holy Ghost. And I believe it is the joy of the Holy Ghost that we are feeling. Yo creo que es el gozo del Espíritu Santo que estamos sintiendo. And before we go further, let me just tell you what we're going to be doing tonight. Antes de seguir adelante, déjame decirles lo que vamos a estar haciendo esta noche. As you may recall, the last several weeks, we've been doing something differently, everybody. We've been talking about a theme. The first time, I think it was about faith. And the next time, it was about miracles. And we asked everybody to send us a verse the first week on faith. You remember that? Hace unas semanas le pedí que todos me mandaran un versículo que se trataba de la fe. And the people would, you would send me that text about the, either the verse, or you could put the whole verse there, or just, you could write the verse location, and I will read it to the group, and we will comment on that verse. Me mandaron el versículo de la fe, y yo empecé a dar un comento referente a ese tema, o ese versículo de la fe. And the next week, we talked about miracles, and everybody sent me a verse about a miracle that took place in the Word of God, whether it was in the Old Testament or the New Testament. La siguiente semana, hablamos de los milagros, milagros. Y ustedes me mandaron un texto referente a ese versículo de milagros, y yo leí ese versículo a ustedes. And I believe this is good, what we've been doing, because what are we doing? We're building faith. ¿Qué es lo que estamos haciendo? Estamos creando fe en nosotros. And when we talk about miracles, y cuando hablamos de los milagros, we're beginning to put it in our mind and in our spirit. Estamos empezando a poner en nuestras mentes, en nuestros espíritus, que estos milagros no nomás ocurrieron en la palabra de Dios, pero también están ocurriendo con nosotros presentemente hoy en día. What is it that we're doing, everybody? We're exercising our faith to know, believe, and understand that these miracles did not only take place in the Old Testament or the New Testament, but the Lord is still providing miracles today for you and I, for us. What kind of miracles? Everyone thinks, when you think of a miracle, it's healing. It's not just healing. Mucha gente piensa que un milagro nomás se trata de un milagro de sanidad, que cuando el Señor nos sana de un milagro. Pero no se trata solamente milagro de sanidad físico. What about a spiritual healing? What about an emotional healing? A veces estamos hablando de sanidad espiritual, sanidad psicológica, en nuestras mentes, en nuestras emociones, in our emotions, in our entire beings. The Lord came to make us whole. In Him. El Señor vino para sernos completos en Él. Entonces, una vez más, hermanos, ¿de qué estamos hablando? La primera vez hablamos de la fe y luego de milagros. The first time we talked about faith, the next time we talked about miracles, and you would send me a verse on those themes. Me mandaron un versículo sobre esos temas. Tonight, I want you to think about a verse in the Word of God that talks about joy. Esta noche, yo quiero que ustedes empiecen a pensar en un versículo en la palabra de Dios que habla del gozo. Gozo. It could be about joy. Maybe it doesn't say the word joy in there, but it's something to do with joy, with happiness, with excitement about something that God did. It could be the people that were thrilled about something that God did, but it reflects a joyful emotion or a joyful response. Or the verse could mention the word joy. That's fine too. Esta noche yo quiero que cada uno de ustedes piensen en un versículo que habla del gozo. Y quiero que me manden ese versículo. El versículo puede mencionar la palabra gozo, o puede hablar de una situación en cual la gente estaba emocionada o lleno de gozo, lleno de felicidad porque recibieron la salvación. Maybe they received salvation. Maybe they received healing. Posiblemente recibieron salvación. Posiblemente recibieron sanidad. And just as I'm talking right now, I'm sure many of you can think about instances in the Word of God where someone received a healing for themselves or for their daughter, for their son, and you could hear and feel their joy and excitement as they were thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing this great thing for us. Ahorita yo puedo pensar en muchos versículos en el Testamento Nuevo cuando la gente recibió un milagro de sanidad para ellos mismos, por sus hijos, por sus hijas, y respondieron con una emoción gozoso al Señor. Gracias, Señor Jesús, por darnos esa esa respuesta, esa sanidad, ese milagro para mi hija, para mi hijo, para mi ser querido. Many of the times it wasn't even for themselves. Think about that. Muchas de las veces ni fue ese milagro por ellos mismos, pero alguien que ellos amaban, un ser querido. But maybe it was done for a loved one, someone that they loved or cared for, a family member. You're getting the idea. Si me están entendiendo, hermanos. So right now, for the next few moments, while I continue to talk, if you have to Google it, if you have to go on your phone and do a quick search about, oh no, this was kind of challenging, but Vic's asking us to send him a verse about joy or joyfulness or the happiness and the Holy Ghost, something to do with someone receiving something from God and that made them joyful. El hermano Víctor nos está pidiendo que le mandemos un versículo que se trata del gozo, de ser gozoso, de ser feliz o emocionado por algo que el Señor hizo por la gente. If you can't think of a verse, everybody, think about something that has caused a great joy in your life, in your walk with God. Go ahead and send me a short little testimony by text telling a great event, a great thing, Yaravashatai. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost just talking about this. Send it in. We want to share this testimony of joy, this joyful testimony with everybody. Si no pueden pensar en un versículo, mándenme un testimonio breve de algo gozoso, algo emocionante, algo grande que pasó en su vida. Posiblemente cuando usted recibió el Espíritu Santo, possibly when you received the gift of the Holy Ghost, that should cause some joy. If you can't think of any verse, si no puede pensar en ningún versículo, mándenme eso, send in that testimony, everybody. And why is it that we're doing this? ¿Por qué estamos haciendo esto, hermanos? Número uno, yo quiero que todos estén participando en esta llamada. First of all, I want everyone to be participating in this phone call. I don't want it just to be Brother Vic talking. You know, no quiero que nomás sea el hermano Víctor que esté hablando. But I want everybody to have a piece of this great thing. Yo quiero que todos tengan participación en lo que estamos haciendo. And the other reason is this. We are exercising our faith. Faith to believe in miracles. Estamos ejercitando nuestra fe para poder creer en los milagros. And how do we respond when we receive a miracle, everybody? We respond with joy. ¿Cómo respondemos cuando recibimos un milagro? Respondemos con gozo. So now we're going to bring the joy before the miracle comes. Ahora vamos a responder con gozo antes que venga el milagro. Why? Because we're going to have that joy in faith. We're going to have joy in faith that miracle is coming. Vamos a tener ese gozo en fe porque vamos a creer con fe que ese milagro ya viene. Which miracle? ¿Cuál milagro? The miracle that you're needing or the miracle that you're not even waiting for right now. El milagro que usted está esperando, Yarabashatai. El milagro que usted está esperando o el milagro que usted ni está esperando ahorita. Praise God. Gloria a Dios. All right. We already got some verses here or some thoughts here. Brother Marty, el hermano Martín. He wrote, "The joy of the Lord is my strength. El gozo del Señor es mi fuerza." Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Brother Marty. That's a very great verse. Everyone remembers that. The joy of the Lord is my strength. El gozo del Señor es mi fuerza. And what a powerful verse that is when we're weak. What is it that makes us strong? It's the joy of the Lord. Cuando estamos débiles, ¿qué es la cosa que nos hace fuerte, nos fortalece? Y Yarabashata, es el gozo del Señor que nos da fuerza, aunque estemos decaídos. Even though we're weak, or we're failed, like the preacher said last night, that you're struggling, you're weak, you're barely able to stand up, como dijo el predicador anoche. Cuando estamos débiles, ni podemos caminar, ni podemos gatear, pero ay, apenas estamos parando, tenemos la fuerza de quedarnos parados, pero es el gozo del Señor que nos va a dar la fuerza cuando estamos débiles. But it is the joy of the Lord that's going to give us the strength, even though we feel like we can't even carry our own weight. Praise God. And Brother Marty also writes, "Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning." Thank you for that, Brother Marty. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. la tristeza, el llorar, el gran, mama help me, someone help me with my Spanish, es cuando esos llantos que estamos llorando, puede durar toda la noche, pero el gozo viene en la mañana. In Spanish, I couldn't think of the word in Spanish, weeping, llorando, el llanto, when we're just weeping, and sadness because of a situation that has torn us up, that has brought us to our lowest point, it may endure for the night. Puede durar toda la noche. Oh, pero el gozo del Señor viene en la mañana. The joy of the Lord comes in the morning. Even as I read that, I just thought of something else. In the nighttime, it's dark. You know, it's dark at nighttime. Es oscuro en la noche, hermanos. Pero cuando viene la mañana, la madrugada, todavía está oscuro. But when the early dawn comes, it's still dark, everybody. But there in the horizon, pero allí, en el, hermano Art Dorame, just sent another verse right now. Pero podemos ver the horizon in Spanish? I'm lost. You know what I'm trying to say? Ahí podemos ver esa luz del día que empieza poquito venir. We could see that light begin to simmer and to brew on the horizon. Hallelujah. And we know morning is coming. Sabemos que el día ya viene. And just as we are certain that day will come, as the earth is rotating and the angle of the sun is begin to hit our portion of the earth, tal como sabemos que la tierra se está moviendo en un círculo, pero el sol ya va a empezar a dar su luz. No estamos aquí en Ontario, California, en este lado del sur de California. Estamos seguros, we are certain that morning will come. Estamos seguros que la mañana va a venir. And with that morning comes the joy. Y con esa mañana viene el gozo. Amen. All right, let's keep on moving forward. Sister Lisa Durame, all right, I believe Sister Lisa Durame, la hermana Lisa, yes, she wrote Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. I'm excited. I can't wait to hear what this is. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. Romans chapter, I just lost the verse. Let's go back to it. Romans 15, 13. Romanos capítulo 15 y versículo 13. Let's read Romans 15. I hope you're excited about what we're doing. Espero que todos estén emocionados en lo que estamos haciendo. This is different what we're doing, but this is you, everybody. Esto es ustedes que están dando estos versículos. Now the God of hope. Woo, this is good, Sister Lisa. Now the God of hope. Boy, we can preach on this all night. My mind's going everywhere with this. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Can you feel that, everybody? Now the God of hope. The God of hope. What is hope? Ooh, that's expectation. You know that something good is going to come. ¿Qué es la esperanza? Es esa expectación o esa esperanza que algo bueno va a venir. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Y el Dios de esperanza os llene de todo gozo y paz en el creer. It's going to come through believing, through faith. There it is. We talked about that. Va a venir por la creencia, por la fe. That ye may abound in hope. Woo! That ye may abound in hope. Boy, I hope you're feeling this. Para que abundéis en esperanza por el poder del Espíritu Santo. That ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you see all these components, everybody? It's like a delicious cake mix you're making. You need several ingredients. Eggs are not enough. Sugar is not enough. You're going to need the milk. You're going to need the flavor, the chocolate, whatever it is. Es como hacer un pastel todos. No, se requiere varios ingredientes. No solamente la leche, no solamente el azúcar, pero se requiere los huevos y luego el chocolate, lo que sea el sabor, the apples or the fruit, whatever you're doing. Can you hear what's happening in this verse? There's several ingredients that are taking place. The God of hope, without him we have nothing. El Dios de esperanza, sin él no tenemos nada. Nos va a llenar con ese gozo. He's going to fill us with all joy and peace. Nos va a llenar con todo gozo y la paz. What else? What else is there? That ye may abound in hope. Para que pudiera abundéis en esperanza through the power of the Holy Ghost, por el poder del Espíritu Santo. All these verses, all these ingredients are going to produce that joy. Van a producir ese gozo. Thank you, Sister Lisa, for that powerful verse. We're going to be chewing on that for a little while. Let's keep going on. Who else is next? Brother Ardorame, that makes sense. He's connected to Sister Lisa, I believe. Hermano Ardorame, sigue. Okay, Psalm 16:22. The Lord has been touching me in a special way. Let's go ahead and read this. Brother Art, and Brother Art, I've noticed that. Let's take a little pit stop right here. Hermano Art acaba de mandar un texto ahorita. We're going to read Psalm 16:22, but let's read this testimony first. The Lord has been, boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost is reading this, Art. The Lord has been touching me in a special way in the altar lately. Yep, I'm a witness of that, Art. I've seen it. El Señor me ha estado tocando de una manera especial en el altar recientemente. And I feel such joy. And I feel such joy that God took the time to touch me. You're bringing tears to my eyes, Brother Art. Y siento tanto gozo en saber que Dios tomó el tiempo de tocarme. You know what, Art? The Bible talks about, in the book of Psalms, that we need to respond with thankfulness. In the book of Philippians, it also talks about it. How we need to respond to God's touch with thankfulness and gratefulness. Necesitamos responder al Señor cuando el Señor nos toca con agradecimiento y con mucho the Spanish word agradecimiento. Apreciamos, Señor, su toque. Because I think there's too many times where much time goes by and we kind of just take it for granted. A veces pasa mucho tiempo y lo tomamos por menos cuenta, ¿verdad, hermanos? Oh, well, that's God. That's what He's supposed to do. He's supposed to touch me because He's the one who heals and saves. A veces sentimos de esa manera. Pues el Señor, que así es el Señor. Él nos toca, Él nos salva, Él nos da gozo, nos da sanidad, nos da salvación. Es lo que el Señor hace. Y lo tomamos por, ¿cómo lo digo en español? Empezamos a entrenar nuestra mente que así es como debía de ser las cosas. We begin to train our minds that that's just the way that it's supposed to be. Oh, no, everybody. Let's take the time to be grateful, to be thankful for the Lord touching us. Hay que tomar el tiempo para ser agradecidos con el Señor, porque Él nos está tocando. And I want to say something real quickly about Brother Ardorame. I've seen it, Brother Art. I've been there with you. And the other day, I saw you walk up into the altar, and I seen this look in Brother Art's eyes. El otro día, yo vi cuando el hermano Art vino al altar, yo pude ver una mirada en sus ojos. I could just tell there was something in his walk, in la manera que, in his demeanor. I could see something that Art was doing, that he was after something. El hermano Art quería algo. You know, it's one thing when we just go to the altar, and we kind of just go through the motions. A veces vamos al altar y nomás estamos haciendo lo que estamos entrenados de hacer. Oh, but when we walk up there with purpose. Pero cuando entramos a ese altar con propósito, hermanos, the Lord is going to do something. El Señor va a hacer algo grande. Let's go ahead and read Brother Art's verse found in the book of Psalms, chapter 16 and verse 22. Vamos a leer el libro de los Salmos, versículo 16 y capítulo 16 y versículo número 22. Oops, did I get the right one, Art? We may have a typo here. Let me see, maybe I've got it wrong. Psalm 16:22. Brother Art, I don't, 16:11. No problem. We got it. Salmos 16, versículo 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Me mostrarás la senda de la vida. En tu presencia hay plenitud. They go, so I like the way it says in Spanish, there's plenty, fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Delicias a tu diestra para siempre. Praise God. All right, I'm running short on time here. I'm going to keep on, everyone's getting excited and throwing all kinds of verses out here. Miguel, hermano Miguel, sent in, All right. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Y esta es la confianza que tenemos en Él, que podemos pedir de Él cualquier cosa, acuerdo a su voluntad. y Él nos escucha. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Sabemos que recibimos las peticiones que pedimos de Él. Praise God. And Brother Miguel wrote, horizonte, horizonte, the horizon. That was the word in my mind, Brother Miguel, but I was not sure. Thank you for this, Brother Miguel. And I'm going to keep on going here because we're running short on time. Brother Samuel Roseberry, I was about to say. Psalms 35:9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in His salvation. I love it, Brother Samuel. Y mi alma será lleno de gozo en el Señor. Va a regocijar mi alma en su salvación. Praise God. And he also wrote Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Regocijar en el Señor siempre. Y otra vez les digo, regocijar. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. Oh boy, Brother Samuel is excited here. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. That's actually, I was going to read out of 1 Peter tonight, but let's read it. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. All right. I'm not sure where that one was at, but Pedro, apóstol de Jesucristo a los expatriados de la dispersión en el Ponto, Galacia, Capadocia, y Asia, y Bithynia. I'm going to be going back to 1 Peter. Thank you for that, Brother Samuel. And let's read from a woman named Elisa, Mama Elisa Terrazas from San Diego. 1 Peter 1. Oh, Mama just read my mail. Mamá ya supo de que yo iba a estar leyendo. This is the verse I was going to read and talk about tonight. So let's just read it. Angustia, lloro, tristeza. Oh, Mama's helping with my Spanish. Okay, let's read this. Let's read this. Mama sent in a text earlier today about Jackie Vick. I invited Jackie, a new convert I've been testifying. She might be listening right now to your bilingual. She asked for prayer. I already placed her in the group of prayer. Víctor, yo invité a Jackie, una mujer que yo conocí recientemente, y posiblemente ella está escuchando esta devoción esta noche. Ella pidió por la oración, y yo ya le pedí al grupo que estén orando por ella. So everybody, we're going to be praying in a moment when we finish, but let's read 1 Peter 1 through 7, and I'll keep that in mind, Mama, thank you. Primero de Pedro, capítulo 1, versículo 7. Listen to this. You're going to hope you like this. Verse number 7. That the trial of your faith. What? We're talking about joy, brother. De que estamos hablando del gozo, hermano Victor. De que estás hablando de pruebas y tormentas. Why are you talking about trials and tests? That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, para que sometida a prueba vuestra fe, para que sometida a prueba vuestra fe, mucho más preciosa que el oro, though it be tried with fire. What are we talking about? Your faith being tried with fire. ¿De qué estamos hablando aquí? De su fe que está probada con el fuego, las llamas, lumbre, fuego, el cual, aunque perecedora, se prueba con fuego, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Sea hallada en alabanza, gloria y honra cuando sea manifestado Jesucristo. Let's read verse 8. Whom having not seen, a quien amáis sin haberle visto. You, oh, this is good. This is good. Whom having not seen, ye love. You haven't seen him, but you love him. That's faith, everyone. We're talking about faith here. Sin verlo, lo aman. Estamos hablando de la fe porque lo vemos, lo amamos sin ver visto. Lo amamos sin verlo. Eso es la fe, hermanos. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Aunque ahora no lo veáis, os alegráis con gozo inefable y glorioso. One more time. Aunque ahora no lo veáis, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Think about that. Aunque ahora no lo veáis, os alegráis con gozo inefable y glorioso. You rejoice with joy unspeakable. So, though now you love him, even though you don't see him, lo aman, aunque no lo ven. What are we talking about? Jesus. Estamos hablando del Señor Jesucristo. This is your faith, everybody. Esa es su fe. Aunque no lo ven, lo aman. Even though you don't see him, you love him. Aunque no lo ven, lo aman. Though now you see him not. Y aunque no lo ven, yet believing, pero si lo creen, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. Alegráis con gozo inefable y glorioso. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let's read verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith. Ooh, look at that. Receiving the end of your faith. Obteniendo el fin de vuestra fe. Obteniendo el fin de vuestra fe. Even the salvation of your souls. ¿Qué es la salvación de vuestras almas? What is the end of your faith, everybody? This verse 9 says it. The end of your faith is even the salvation of your souls. La fin de su fe es la salvación de vuestras almas. So there it is, everybody. But we get this with this faith. What is this faith producing? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. ¿Qué es lo que este gozo está produciendo? Gozo inefable y glorioso. Ya nos estamos terminando, hermanos. With that said, we are going to go ahead and end. We've already hit our time limit. Ya pegamos nuestro límite de tiempo. Pero todos, quiero que entiendan que el Señor quiere que usted tenga gozo durante su prueba. I want you to understand as we finish up, everybody, that the Lord wants you to have joy during your test and during your trial, because there's a miracle on its way. Porque hay un milagro que ya viene en camino. Estamos hablando de la fe, de milagros y gozo. We've talked about faith in recent weeks. We talked about miracles. We're talking about joy tonight. They all go hand in hand. Todos van mano en mano. I wasn't even able to talk about, but the Deathridge and I were in prayer the other night. We just ran into each other in prayer, and we began to talk about this. El hermano Deathridge y yo entramos a la oración hace unas noches y empezamos a hablar de esto, and how that there's joy and unity. They go hand in hand. El gozo y la unidad van mano en mano. You know what? We'll probably talk about that next time. Yo creo que vamos a hablar de eso la siguiente vez. Con eso dicho, que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. There will be no evangelism outreach on the corner at 11 a.m. this Saturday because we have a special event. I think it's a wedding. You know what I'm talking about. No vamos a tener evangelismo este sábado a las 11 de la mañana en la esquina del 4 y Grove porque vamos a tener un evento especial este sábado, la boda de hermano Tony y hermana Margie. Vamos a tener una boda del hermano Tony y Margie este sábado. Dios los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. A ver si puedo cerrar esto. I'm trying to close this out.